Republicans have held the governor's chair for 15 years. Scott McCallum would like at least 4 more years on the job, but national Republicans consider McCallum the most vulnerable of all the GOP incumbent governors. At the state Republican convention, McCallum will try to soothe the nerves of the party faithful. The governor says he'll stress that his relatively shaky poll numbers are the result of him taking decisive action designed to help the state.
It's not always easy to make the tough decisions. And I've had to be bold in some cases. But we must do this, and I understood at the time, but we must do it to move forward in the state. And I'm willing, as I've said, I've used political capital that maybe I didn't have.
McCallum is also likely to repeat his major campaign themes of improving education and helping senior citizens without raising taxes. UW Green Bay political science professor David Littig says the governor must also unify the party, paying particular attention to the bond between McCallum and Assembly Republicans.
I mean, if you're going to provide leadership, be the head of your party, and you know that your party controls one House of the legislature, you have to show leadership there. And so it's important that I think that he showed the potential voters is that the Republicans in the legislature are supporting him.
Governor McCallum has been trying to distance himself from the budget stalemate in Madison and the controversy over legal bills in the legislative caucus scandal. But Littig says in the last few days, Assembly Republicans appear to be coming closer to McCallum's version of the budget repair bill. Littig says McCallum has also been helping himself in recent weeks, spending campaign money on television commercials to build his image. This weekend's GOP convention will also focus on the Attorney General's race, Republican attempts to regain the state Senate and keep control of the Assembly, and the party's latest effort to woo female voters. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.